coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report. What a way to close out a week. I mean, what a great week we had. We had Jack Cashel in studio, of course, this week. A number of marvelous shows. And, of course, yesterday, my goodness, Michael Yon. Wow. And I do hope you support his work. Speaking of great shows, have one lined up for you right now. Austin Brewer from Health Masters. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. You cannot take your health for granted. And this is one thing that I really would urge everyone to do. If you're not taking nutritional supplements, start taking them now, because what they're doing to the food is crazy. And if you are taking nutritional supplements that aren't Health Masters, switch to Health Masters. Because they've got the best, in my opinion, they've got the best nutritional supplements on the market, and bar none, okay? They've got everything you could possibly need or want. The mood booster stack. Oh.
You need that one.
It hasn't kicked in yet for me. But only a day and a half on. Hey, don't worry, it'll work. But the just like the blood sugar kit stack. I'm telling you, all of the products are
right
fabulous.
Now. The immune kit,
yes,
be the important one going into school season.
There you go, and I'm telling you,
that scary variant from Canada.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that today, too. But HR5 at checkout for 5% off the non-saleable items. And, folks, go to healthmasters.com. And while you're there, check up in the upper right-hand corner. There you'll see the link to the Ted and Austin Brewer Show, which is like, for me, it's like show prep. I mean, it's an information download on every show. So put that on your schedule to listen to. That is the Ted and Austin Brewer Show, as well as the fine products at healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. HR5 coupon code Austin Brewer is with me. I'm going to kind of sit back and listen to what he's got to say, because he's got a lot of information. Oh, about this new, like you said, Eric the Tech.
Austin said he's really scared.
You know, I saw Austin wearing a mask, and that'd be the day, right?
Wearing his mask in Target.
Yeah,
busted.
He was
holding my Bud Light,
going in the wrong bathroom.
Holding a Bud Light, going into the wrong bathroom with a mask. And you know what? People applauded. I'm telling you. All right, Austin Brewer. Austin, how are you, sir?
Doing fantastic, Doug. Great to be on the show as always. It's funny you bring that up. Yesterday, we went to a Rays game, Tampa Bay Rays baseball game. It's in Close Stadium. Really fun thing to do over there. We took the kids for a birthday party that one of Hunter's little friends was having. And so they actually got box seats for all the kids and stuff. So we were up there. They brought some food. We were cooking and everything. And towards the end of the game, the one guy that's been like helping us out with the food and stuff, he's like, hey, he's like, we have some extra beer, you know, in a cooler thing. He's like, you guys can have it. And he slides it in the room, kind of like just like they had to throw it somewhere. And a couple of my buddies looked at him, they're like, oh, sweet. And then it was all Bud Light. And everybody goes, ew, I'm not drinking that. And I said, dog, if you drink that, you're gay, man. I said, I'm taking a photo of you if you put that in your hand. It was like, dude, I'm not drinking it, man. I'm not drinking it. The guy comes back in. He's like, you guys didn't want any free beer? I was like, well, I don't really drink beer. I said, but they drink this beer, I'm making fun of them. And they're like, everybody's like, no, we're not drinking it. You can just take the free beer back that we don't even want for free. And I was, it was just funny to me because everybody's response was so unanimous at the exact same time. Like, And it's sad that, you know, that brand image got such a reputation now by putting that tranny kid on that bottle and, I mean, ruined their entire marketing for I don't know how long, man. And the problem with it is now this is, you know, this is what happens when the general population gets sick of garbage and just trash being constantly bombarded on them on a regular basis. And you saw the same thing happen with Target. And it's something that I've always encouraged people to do when it comes to the aspect of voting with your dollar. You know, if there's something that you like, if there's somebody you support, if you like the Hagman Report, if you like Health Masters, if you buy high-end supplements, you want to support us, I appreciate it. If there's another alt media or local company or local farmers market or local, you know, growers, support them. It's really important to actually get involved in this because we're at a point in time now in history where you can't really run the excuse anymore. Like, I didn't know they were involved in that, or I didn't know they support that. You know, back 20, 30 years ago, maybe the 80s and 90s, sure, information wasn't nearly as accessible. The internet wasn't really around. So you kind of just had to go off what, you know, companies gave you the best customer service. That's not the case anymore today. You can go in very quickly and start searching companies and find out what their stance is, what their beliefs are, if they're Christian based, if they're patriots. And so it's really, I encourage people a lot. It takes a few extra minutes to really support somebody and that you know is legitimate. The same thing, like I always say, with Amazon. You know, I will not purchase from Amazon. That's just my personal belief because they're a monopolistic company. It's owned by BlackRock, essentially. But I've told people, I said, if you find something on Amazon you like, I said, normally 99% of the time, you can go to the side and look and see who actually is selling the product, who's fulfilling the product, and find out who the actual company is. I said, and call them direct. Landon's done that multiple times and gotten a hold of the company and like, hey, listen, I want to buy this, but I don't want to buy it off Amazon. I want to buy it direct. You guys have a coupon or discount. In most cases, they'll give you a better price than buying it on Amazon because they don't have to pay that 15, 20% fee. Just something to throw out there. But again, yeah, so when you brought that up, and yeah, I mean, I've already seen, you know, some people even down here in the great state of Florida starting to wear masks now because this entire fear porn is starting to spool up. And I was reading a bunch of articles this week, and it's ironic because, you know, yesterday's show, you know, you had your guy on there and you were talking about stuff that's going on with the border. It's a great show. I encourage everybody to listen to that from yesterday. And that's a serious issue right now that nobody wants to really address. You know, you've talked about your show. I talked about my show. But the truth about it is the mainstream media is just zero coverage on it now. Now they're trying to completely black out what happened over in Maui. They're trying to ignore that nothing happened. They don't want to address the fact that, you know, the main police chiefs or the police captains that oversaw the incident in Las Vegas shooting in Las Vegas in 2017 suddenly becomes the chief of police in Maui in 2021. As you informed me earlier, now apparently he's also the coroner. And this entire thing over there is horrific of what occurred. And so many people lost their lives for no reason. And now we're finding out that there's possible blockade on the road and people couldn't leave. And there was, that's why there were so many people stuck in their car. Nobody knew what was going on. And it's just been more and more and more misinformation to try to keep people not talking about it. And suddenly this week, boom, cue the COVID narrative. It's like, I mean, it's like they shuffle a deck of cards and they're like, what's the next one to bring up? But I knew there was going to be something happening soon. I've said that for the last couple of months because Dr. Scott Gottlieb, who used to head the FDA, who now is on the board of Pfizer. I always love that ironic conflict of interest there. He came out and he said the other day, this new variant is genetically different from Omicron. Omicron was from the original strain that emerged from Wuhan, but this is a highly mutated strain. And he went on a bunch of his fear porn and nonsense, and apparently they're calling this new strain now Iris, E-R-I-S. That's the one they're all ranting about and talking about. Now, ironically, if you look up in that word, it comes back up and most of the search engines pull up Greek mythology. And what's ironic is Iris was the goddess, the Greek goddess of strife and discord. Ironically enough, that's the name that they're naming this new COVID variant that they're now saying at Brown University or Brown College. You see now, they've now stated that all the students have to wear masks in class now for the next 2 weeks. They can have no large gatherings whatsoever on or off campus. They have to start doing COVID testing and temperature testing now at college. Dude, these kids have been back in school 1 week. They went back to school 1 week, thought everything was cool, everything was back to normal, and literally hit them the second week now, right when they're probably in drop ad week and trying to roll in and get their classes going. And now, oh, back to lockdowns, back to restrictions. But the thing that I've started to see now is a lot of people, I mean, a lot of people are not buying this crap. They're not going for this anymore because we already know what they're trying to do with this. And on top of that now, it's ironic because the shot that they're rolling out now, I was reading about it. Remember, Pfizer now has carte blanche approval from the FDA to modify this COVID RNA gene therapy shot at any point in time on a regular basis and not have to submit for reapproval or even show that the product is safe or if it's effective, period. They just modify it. They roll it out. The pharmacies take it. They give the doctors the incentive to shoot it. The federal government pays the bill via taxpayer dollars. And that's how it continues to crumble. And so, again, you have to look at this from an outside perspective. Who's the benefit from this? Well, clearly it's Pfizer. Their shares have dropped precipitously over the last year. They're now starting to already have a rally in their shares as they start to roll out their new shot. You're going to see much more. There's already multiple contracts. I talked about it earlier this week from this one girl. I don't have her name in front of me. She's a whistleblower. She data dumped everything on Twitter this week. There's like five different DOD contracts that have now been filled. The federal government's now agreed to them. And it's all different types of COVID testing kits, COVID equipment, COVID people to basically work putting together protocols. And all this stuff goes into September of 2024. And most of these DOD contracts, which, you know, usually a year contract. But it's ironic about this is that suddenly this is starting to pop up now, right when normally you start seeing the flu show up. But yet suddenly now the flu again has disappeared. COVID tests are running amok and everybody's telling you that you got to be scared and live in fear. And what people have to continually realize is that fear is the most, in most cases, the most effective tool to control a population. They put on the mainstream media. They continue to tell you to be scared of this, be scared of that, be scared of this. Boom, cut the commercial break. Oh, you need to brush your teeth with fluoride Colgate. If you want to have good breasts, you can, you know, pick up a girl. Oh, you need to go on this pharmaceutical drug because you have restless leg syndrome. Boom, cut back to the news media to give you more fear, 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 and keep you in this constant trance-like state to keep you focused on what they want you to focus about. I've said it from the very beginning, even before everything started with COVID, one of the most effective things you can do is not only be self-sufficient, but maintaining your own healthy immune system, exercising regularly, drinking proper amounts of water, staying hydrated, getting adequate sleep, running the vitamin C, the D3, and the zinc is a standard staple that I always recommend at Health Masters. And I have well before anything ever happened with COVID. It's something I take every day, and so is my family. And so I just want to encourage everybody with all this more negative fear porn that they're starting to roll out right now with COVID, I highly encourage people to really evaluate whether or not, if they push this hard, if you're really going to go along with this BS again. I mean that sincerely, because I know you were, as well as I dug, I was disappointed a lot 2-3 years ago when I saw this stuff starting to happen and it got worse and more restrictions and more lockdowns and more garbage. And then people just continue to comply. And what people fail to realize is that when you comply with overreaching tyranny, when you go along with it, when you submit to it, it doesn't get better. All you're going to do is prolong your agony because it's going to continually get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. Complying with something does not make it better. When a bully is picking on you, giving him your lunch money every day does not make him suddenly not come back for your lunch money ever again because you gave him money one day. It encourages him to continue that behavior until one day you decide that you've had enough training or you took some boxing or you figured out how to handle it properly and you hit him as hard as you can in the face so he's no longer picking on you. That's exactly what we saw during COVID. The more people complied, the more restrictions they put, the longer they made it last, the more they told people, you've got to do this. It's for your own safety. It's for your own protection. The answer is, I'll determine what's good for my own safety. I'll determine what's good for protection. That's my choice.
Austin, we have a minute video of how we should respond. This, according to Eric the Tech, who found this. I haven't seen this, but Eric the Tech says we need to see this, and this is the way we should respond. Let's take a look real quick.
They think we're going to lock down again, bro. I will be the capital O most obnoxious version the world has ever seen of myself if anybody around me tries to participate in this bullshit. And I'm not alone. Comment below if you're ready to just absolutely call this shit out. If I see one person with a mask, I'm quoting every single study from actual industrial hygienists and the CDC about all of it. You're not going to lock us down, ruin our economy again, tell us we can't visit loved ones while they're dying, make us give our parents shitty funerals, delay cancer treatment for thousands and thousands of people, watch our kids plunge into obesity, suicidal thoughts, and depression. Watch the collective IQ of all of our children drop by 20% while you extract all of the money from the middle class and give it to the elites. Nah, bro, it's not going to go the way you think it's going to go this time. And if you want to debate about if any of this shit actually works to help, please do. We're ready.
And there it is. Thank you, Eric the Tech. Austin, what do you think, brother?
I think he's spot on, man. I think he's definitely to the point where, I mean, I think him and a lot of other people are having the same thoughts, the same ideas. I mean, that was actually pretty funny. I encourage a lot of people, if you're big on social media, put videos out there like that. See what comments you get. The thing that I've seen so many times with social media, Doug, and you know this as well as I do, is the algorithms. When algorithms, people start posting this stuff, the algorithms will put out generators of, you know, statistical probability. What's the actual chance that this is going to go through? What's the actual chance that this is going to work? What is this doing? What is that doing? And the truth about it is, that's literally the mindset that everybody needs to start having with this. Because last time I checked, it's still a constitutional republic. This is still a free country and it's still a free state. And again, I think everybody now has established the fact, as we've talked about it, documented, just like he said, with peer-reviewed studies now, over years and years and years of data has been compiled that masks don't stop the transfer of the flu or COVID, period. Even the CDC came out and said, well, there's very little chance that it does anything at all. Numerous studies have done that. It's the same thing that I did when I went to the school board meeting from Polk County, me and Ted went back in 2021 and went up there. And there were hundreds of parents that showed up to the point they were trying to stop people from coming in and locking the door. Everybody had to keep shoving in, and when the door would open, everybody going. It was a fiasco. But yet we got in there and everybody spoke. Everybody put the documentation down. Everybody said what was really going on. And finally, the school board, multiple of them who are devout communists, in my opinion, and multiple who have actually been voted out now, they finally ruled that, no, this isn't working. We're not going to go along with this. We're not going to do another mask mandate in Polk County for the kids. And see, that's what people have to start getting in their heads nowadays, is that nobody's coming to save us. Just because we have rights, just because we have freedom of speech, just because we have the Second Amendment, that doesn't mean that people aren't going to try to violate your rights. That's a concept that eludes a lot of people. It's a right. Yes, it's ingrained by God Almighty. Yes, it's in the Bill of Rights. Yes. That doesn't stop bad people from trying to take that right away from you. And that's really something that people have to start analyzing and understanding. Because I hear it talk about a lot. People go, oh, well, you know, this is my right. It's freedom of speech, you know. So, you know, this and that. But then they'll turn around and they won't say certain things because they don't want to get in trouble or they don't want to get blowback. Well, that's exactly what they're doing to you. They're taking your right away by making you self-censorship. The same thing like they did with so many people, like he said. It was an atrocity, you know, having people not being able to see their loved ones while they're dying in the hospital. Nobody's allowed to see them. They're on a ventilator and remdesivir. You have to let them die alone. It's horrific. So again, yeah, what they're about to roll out now, there's a high probability what's there. And this is what my personal opinion, the research that I've been looking at. They're saying, Gottlieb said by mid-September, probably September 17th, September 20th, they're supposed to have this shot completely rolled out, ready to go. This new variant for this new one as far as for the shot. It's highly probable that the people that get this shot, this is going to be a really, really nasty shot. There's no covering what's in it. The FDA doesn't even have any idea what's in it. Nobody knows what's in it except for the scientists at Pfizer that are putting it together. They're probably going to do exactly what they did last time. They're going to have probably two different batches. They're going to have basically the placebo batch, and they're actually going to have the real COVID RNA gene therapy shot batch. That way you don't have every single person getting deathly ill after they get the shot. So they'll get the placebo and nothing will happen. There's going to be a batch of this stuff. In my opinion, you're going to see people get unbelievably sick from it. And what's going to happen is they're going to go, okay, well, see, this is what happened. You didn't get your COVID booster fast enough. That's why you're sick. It would have protected you if you got it fast enough, but you probably got exposed to COVID right before you got the booster. So it didn't work properly. And they're going to spin the narrative like that and start demanding that everybody get the shot because, again, it's for your safety. If you don't take your Sudafed, then my nose runs. That concept that they told everybody, if you don't get your shot, my shot doesn't work. And again, it was so crazy how so many people actually bought that. And then what they do is they start incentivizing the doctors to push this shot. As if you remember when they had that documentation come out from Anthem Insurance, they went on to say there, if the vaccinated are up to 30% of the member pool, the physician qualifies for a $20 bonus payment per person. If the doctor can get 30% of Anthem members jabbed, he or she receives 45 for each up to 40%, 70% for each up to 50%, $100 for each up to 60%, and 125 for each at 75% and above. We talked about this last year when this document came out, how they were literally bribing the doctors and giving them bonus checks on how many people that they could administer this shot to. They do the same thing with Blue Cross Blue Shield, with the pediatricians, with the shot schedule for the kids. And so this is really a big deal right now. Not that everybody needs to be scared of a virus, because keep your immune system strong, straight, stay healthy and live your life. But this is a very big deal in the fact that if they start trying to really run this stuff through the media, it's going to be our responsibility and duty as Americans this time to talk just like that guy's talking, talk just like I'm talking, to get this information out there and say, hey, listen, here's the data, here's the research. You want it? I'll text it to you right now. Here's the information. But make sure people are being educated on this topic, because this is going to be something that I think they're going to do again, and keeping your body and immune system strong, because there's no telling what this shot's going to do to anybody outside of who gets it. Meaning if somebody gets this shot, we've already seen that with the shedding of spike proteins. This stuff may end up being super contagious after you get the shot. I have no idea. I'm just speculating on that. But again, that's why it's so important to stay healthy and strong and making sure you're stocked up on anything you may need in the event that you don't want to have to go deal with the general population for some period of time. And you basically be self-sufficient at your house, Doug. What do you think?
Yeah, sorry about that. I've had a belly full of these people, these overlords who are pushing these mask mandates on the American people. It's my understanding, too, that whether it's the monovalent or bivalent or polyvalent shots that are out there, you've got but either modified or messenger RNA built into this. The things that we've learned about these injections seems to me that it's getting more difficult for people to cover their own butts, okay? Because the more information that's out there, the number of excess deaths that we're seeing, about 50%, by the way, of SIDS deaths happen within 48 hours of the vaccine, this so-called vaccine. And part of that, too, goes into some of the older vaccines that are actual vaccines with attenuated virus. But primarily, in this case, it looks like the official reports, and this from Steve Kirsch, shows that this is more of a population control type event than anything else. My problem, and I'm going to shut up after this, is why aren't people, seemingly rational people, and really this is not along political lines, why aren't rational, sane people seeing what is taking place and understanding that they have been absolutely duped with this crap? And I think to a large extent, because of what you said earlier about, you know, the waning of the people who are lining up for the boosters. So they're going to try to scare you again. But I'm not sure it's going to work this time. And if it doesn't work, what are they going to do next? Because they've got to get the population down. That's their objective. So, you know, back to you, sir.
Well, no, that's obviously the objective. We've seen that now. Anytime somebody says that the government's here to help save you and protect you, it's as laughable as it gets. That's probably one of the biggest flim-flam fairy tales I've ever heard in my life. So whenever you hear the government come out and say, we're making the shot to protect you and it's safe and effective, you need to make sure you get it because, well, if you get it, you'll be safe and protected. Newsflash to anybody who has done any research of history. The government does not give a crap about you or your safety or your health or your life. The only job they are to do is keep you alive long enough to extract as much money as they can out of you and then dispose of you whenever they're done and you're no longer useful to them. That is the only purpose of the deep state government that is operating everything from behind the scenes. That's what the Alphabet agencies are here to do. That's what the entire groups are designed to do with these equity firms with BlackRock that own everything. They don't care about your health and safety. So then you have to ask yourself the question, then why would you listen to them about anything when it comes to health and nutrition or safety, like wearing masks that we already know causes bacterial pneumonia or taking RNA gene therapy untested shots? And the answer is any rational person wouldn't, Doug. And I think that's what we're getting is we're separating the lines with who's rational and who's just a mind controlled idiot.
Exactly. And I'll tell you how I'm going to handle this. I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not going to be injected. I don't care about the ramifications. If I walk into a business establishment or even a medical establishment that would require me to mask up, they're not going to get my business. Okay, medical establishment. Sorry, I'm not going. And if that hurts me, I'll find another place that has no problem with because we know masks. Again, just to cite a statistic, in 2019, a clinical trial from the from JAMA, there's no difference in rate of influenza infections between those who wear N95s and surgical masks. Neither type of mask prevents respiratory viral infection. So why should we even comply? Compliance or wearing a mask shows... It's nothing more than virtuous
signaling. They're for dust and splatter.
Exactly.
That's it.
I mean, if someone's going to, you know, toss a loogie in your mouth or whatever in your face, it might help. But okay, go on.
No, it is. I mean, I got to stack that thick of paper sitting over there with research studies on masks. I guess I'm going to have to pull all back out again. I kind of shelved them for the years now because I thought we were done with this nonsense. But it's soon when I saw that university that basically that college that implemented this again, I shook my head and I went, oh, boy. I said, this is interesting. I said, the fact that they were this quick to do this and see, that's one of the most effective places to start this at. And think about it. This is
why. That's true. Good point.
Yeah, universities are a place where your money is being spent on your tuition, right? Your overall goal is to complete your diploma or complete your degree. You have an enormous amount of time and money invested, especially if you're a sophomore or a senior, you know, junior or senior. You have a lot of time and energy invested in this degree. If you start basing the entire premise of if you can graduate on essentially wearing a mask, which is going to be, we're not letting you in class, you're not wearing a mask. Well, I've paid money to come to class. I'm not wearing a mask. I need to come to class. No, we're putting you as basically tardy or, you know, basically you're not here. You're not getting credit for the class today because you won't wear a mask. Well, most college students are going to go, oh, my gosh, dude, I've been in this for 3 or 4 years. I'm ready to graduate. I don't want to deal with this. I'm going to put a mask on. So what do? They start wearing masks. Then they start wearing masks out all the time because they get used to doing it. And then people around them start saying, well, they're wearing them. I'll wear one just to get along. And it starts this almost snowball effect because that's what we saw with it. The masks are there for one primary purpose. It is to remind everyone to be scared. When people aren't wearing masks at all, most people don't think anything about COVID. You walk around outside today, I don't look at people when I come up next to them or I walk to them on the sidewalk or I see people jogging. I don't look at them and go, ooh, COVID may be lingering on them, maybe on his shoulder. I don't want to get too close to him. He's got COVID. I don't think about that at all. Literally does not ever cross my mind, period. Now, if I see them wearing a mask, what's the first thing I think of? Oh, gosh, I can't believe they're wearing a mask. It's stupid COVID stuff. Right. They've now trained our psyche to think about COVID every time we see somebody with a mask on. So it reminds everybody to stay reminded about the dangers and fears of COVID. Be very scared. Wear a mask. And so that's why they're doing this again. The only way they can get people really terrified and to comply with another booster shot is to keep people reminded to stay in fear. That's what the masks are for. That is why I was such a hardliner on them. That is why I got so much flack. That's why people got so irritated with me when I went out. They're like, you're just being rude. You're being insensitive to everybody around you. You're a grandma killer. This has nothing to do with that. I said, if you don't want to get near me, don't get near me. I'm not going to be offended. I said, but telling me that I have to wear a mask to walk around freely unmolested on my way to make you feel better about yourself is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard in my life. I said, because there's no useful purpose in this whatsoever. And all I'm doing is showing my submission and fear to a society that is now telling everyone that I have to do what they tell me to do in order to live freely. That's not okay. You don't have to do what anybody tells you to do. You don't have to listen to anybody. There's only one person I try to follow, and that's God Almighty. Nobody else has a right to come in and say, you have to do this because we said to do it. And that's a concept, again, that the general population, at least that is awake, have to understand. It's okay to say no. It's okay to say no. If somebody walks in and they say, you got to put a mask on, no, thank you. I'm fine. I'll live freely. Yep. We got to wear it. No, thank you. That's okay. That's a concept for some odd reason. A lot of people lost during COVID. They just didn't know how to say no anymore. Everybody just shook their head and put it down. And went, okay, I'll wear a mask. I'll be compliant just to get along. And that's a spirit of submission that does not comply with the United States values and moral ethics here in this country. So again, yeah, with all the stuff that's going on, there's definitely, it's a time for people to start waking up, especially what's going on with the food as well. Oh, and yeah. You know, bring up some stuff with that that's going on. There's more research. Now, remember, Bill Gates put that tweet out. It was probably like a year and a half ago, I think, saying that vaccines on our food supply solved the problem of vaccine hesitancy. Well, they've been working on this now for years. They've always done vaccines in a lot of animals. Probably a lot of people realize even organic animals, organic, you know, livestock, chickens, they still get vaccines in some cases. So what they're attempting to do now is essentially inject these animals. And so the 2019 National Organic Standard Board Advisory Committee at USDA decided to allow the use of vaccines produced through excluded methods or genetic modification in organic food production. This was in 2019, meaning modified RNA shots. They are now essentially that goes under that broad scope. According to Organic Eye, an industrial watchdog, the USDA certified organic producers across the country are now being told to use RNA and genetically engineered vaccines in their livestock, even though it goes against the principles of organic farming. Essentially, what they're doing now is here, they're going to start putting this in the food to try to experiment and see what it does to the general population here. Biotech Bayer has been working on three different types of RNA therapy for animals, including infectious disease vaccines, cancer immunotherapies, and protein replacement. Meanwhile, other researchers are also working on RNA vaccines against porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome, African swine fever, avian influenza, and other food animal diseases. However, they're now claiming that organic agricultural need fewer vaccines than large farm producers, which is true. However, there's not going to be any type of disclosure whether or not organic animals are going to be injected with RNA vaccines, which means a lot of these big organic producers are probably going to go along with it, and they're rolling it out this year, essentially, is when this stuff's going to start rolling out. So that's why I told a lot of people, if you have the ability to do so, try to work with a local farmer. There's, you know, local livestock farmers markets, and talk to people all the time about it. There was a little ways back, there was some raw milk. I always like, I mean, I don't care. People are like, oh, you drink raw milk? I'll drink raw milk. Raw milk doesn't mess up my sinuses. If I drink pasteurized homogenized milk, that's my stomach messes up my sinuses. I drink raw milk and feel fantastic. Yep. And trying to work out or pack weight on it. I'm not recommending you drink raw milk. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. Don't care. That's just my opinion. So I found a local dairy farmer that was out in Tampa, and they had it. And so I talked to him about it. And I said, do you guys feed any of your cows any GMO or, you know, basically GMO feed? They said, yeah, they do free range some, but they also eat corn and soy, and they are GMO. And I said, okay, I'm done. No, I'm not taking your milk. I'm not going along with it. Well, I found another farmer outside down in South Florida that basically is 100% grass fed. These are full free range cows. They are not given any outside food source whatsoever. There's this huge, huge property that they roam on, and they basically milk them. And they try not to use any vaccines at all if possible. They don't use any antibiotics unless the cow's sick. And then they basically pull them out of milk production. They go through the whole treatment with them, make sure they're cleared out before they go back in. And so I got some from them. And when I say this is like probably some of the best milk you've ever had in your life, it's so thick and creamy and smooth and has such a bold, clean flavor to it. It's amazing. And so, again, that's what I always encourage people to do, is start doing some research and talk to people that are directly involved in this stuff. The grocery store is the grocery store. You can always get stuff there if you need to, but be very cautious up in the near future, because I think that's going to be the next play, is trying to really, really compromise and taint the food system so that people are just going to continually become sicker and sicker and sicker, even when they might actually be thinking they're eating good. You know, on our show yesterday, I talked about being very cautious with baby foods on the market. You know, a lot of baby foods are heavily contaminated with cadmium and mercury and lead. There's a study that came out, and it was 2021, I think. They went, there's a bunch of baby foods that were tested. And so that's why, you know, if you've got a child, a baby you're feeding, you know, one of the best things you can do is try to make your own baby food. You use like organic yams and stuff that you may be buying locally. A lot of different options, all kinds of recipes online. And if you need them, you can email me. I can send them to you. We did it with our kids. And it's not as convenient. It takes a little bit more time. It's actually quite cost effective, though, because you get way more food out of it than you're making, instead of buying a bunch of super expensive little organic baby foods. And, you know, it's important, especially when you're dealing with young children right now and what they're eating and what they're being exposed to, because we all know the pollution, the garbage, the doggone chemtrails. I mean, you just walk outside and look at them spraying crisscross tic-tac-toe all day, and you just shake your head and go, golly, what in the world's in that? And we know it's in it. It's aluminum and barium. We've tested the range supply multiple times, and it constantly shows up with levels of aluminum and barium in it that are well beyond even what the EPA allows in drinking water. So you're telling me that's just from the straight rain, and it's mainly aluminum and barium? Well, yeah, right after chemtrail spraying, rains, tested, boom, done. Every single time consistently. This is what they're doing. So it's best to mitigate the things you can as much as you can that you can actually control. Because that's one thing I've learned, Doug, and I know you know the same thing. A lot of times, you know, this news, this world, this crazy stuff, sometimes you get kind of overwhelmed. You look at it and go, golly, this stuff's just negative.
All every crap. Day, brother.
You do. You look at it, and sometimes you're just like, golly. So you got to take a step back sometimes and go, well, you know, what's the word of God talking about? You know, getting my house in order, working with my family, working with my friends, working with my community, trying to encourage one another, encourage them to be positive, encourage them to stay healthy. Because a healthy, strong, awake populace is really hard to contend with if they're trying to take them over. When people are educated, they feel good, and their brain's working, and they got energy, man, you got your work cut out for you if you're going to try to take them head on. That's why they do this different type of warfare, with psychological warfare, with the warfare with food, with the medical industrial complex. They know if they tried to go in a full on head to head war with the United States American population, it would not go well at all. I mean, look what happened in Afghanistan, the never ending war over there. They couldn't even control that over there with the best U.S. military. And Afghanistan population is much smaller than the United States. They know, the deep state knows, they got to go with CIA tactics. That's what spooks do. They do stuff covertly under the shadows. And that's what they're doing now. So the food, be very cautious. Read your labels all the time if you're buying processed food that's on the shelf. The shorter the amount of labels, the better the food in most cases. Now, if you got stuff in there, you got to pronounce, you got to go on a search engine to look and see what those words actually mean that are in the ingredient list. There's a 99% probability you probably don't want to put it in your body, and you need to just detox your body out, like GHI cleanse, and make sure you're letting your kidneys and your liver rest and really start eating clean. Because that's the way you keep your immune system strong. That way, whenever they roll out, people start getting sick. If there really is some stupid COVID that starts rolling around and people start catching it, which it may be, or they're just manipulating the flu again, your body has the raw nutrients and it's got the reserve energy to be able to fight it. That is absolutely crucial in this current world that we're living in right now, Doug. What do you think?
Wow. What do I think? Wow. There's so much right now that the average, I don't even like that descriptive term, that we as normal people are being inundated with. We've got to we've got to take care of our own house. Okay, like you said earlier, we've got to go back to the Word of God to get grounded in that, because I'm still kind of stuck on that. What you asked before about, you know, or what you said before about just getting inundated with the bad news. I think everything that you said, look, I really believe that we have got to be smarter than them. But I also believe, when I say them, I'm talking about the people who are behind all of this. But I also believe that we can overcome if enough of us just have the guts and the courage and get out of our comfort zone and say, like you said earlier, you know, no thank you to masks, to social distancing, to whatever it might be. No, I'm not going to do this anymore. No. So, I mean, all of this combined, we are in this, Orwellian, at this hinge moment in time. Let me ask you this question, because I was kind of, I wanted to ask you this earlier. What do you think the response is going to be when more people begin to act like that video, the guy in the video clip saying, hey, we're not going to do this anymore? What's the response going to be? Is it going to be equal to, greater or less than the last response by the thugs, by the people who, by the enforcers? What do you think?
If you go back and look at aspects of psychological warfare, it depends on how aggressive everybody starts to get as far as the general population and pushing back. There's a high probability if we push back really hard, they're going to double time it and push back even harder than they did before, possibly. It depends, again, how the algorithms start to play out with social media platforms. Algorithms are really important to them. They look at these numbers. They look at these percentages. They look at how many people are having engagements, how many people are commenting, how many people are liking. They look at all this. It's a very huge, huge analytical market. These deep state individuals monitor. And so I think what they're going to do is they're going to be a hardliner on it again, like they did last time. And I think they're going to double down and they're really going to try to push this unbelievably aggressively, possibly even release some type of pathogen, whether it be in a state, whether it be in a city, and really try to get some people sick so they can justify it. Because here's the problem. If they don't do that, nobody's going to go along with the crap at all. Even people that aren't even really awake, they're just going to be like, dude, this is stupid. You know, what are we going to do this every year now? You know, oh, the flu's coming. Oh, we need to lock down and wear a mask and get a booster. I mean, we have to stop our entire lives every single year now in 2024 and 2025 because somebody gets sick with an upper respiratory virus. People die every single day from all types of different things. And so that's my personal opinion. I think they're going to push really, really hard, and they're going to try to pull something out of their sleeve if people start pushing back on it. Now, there's also a tipping point to where if the population still stays so hardlined on it that they may have to back off of it and realize, okay, this did not work out of the first playbook anymore. We've got to go back and re-strategize what they're doing. At that point in time, my opinion, I think it'd be going to a massive global war. I think this thing in Ukraine and Russia is just simmering over there on purpose. This thing is just dragging out unusually long, intentionally unusually long. The amount of money that we're funneling over there and the amount of weapons that we're funneling over there is outlandish now. I mean, it was a joke. Now it's becoming, okay, what the heck are they actually doing? Because one of my good buddies who's retired GRS contractor, retired Airborne Ranger, he still does DOD contracts. And I've asked him, I said, what the hell are we sending over there, man? I said, because every time I turn around, we're sending more munitions, more Patriot systems, more machine guns, more ammo, more explosives, more everything. And he's like, dude, about half the stuff staying in Ukraine. He's like, the other half's getting funneled around. They're running it through the Black Sea. They're running through Istanbul. They're running down to Africa. They're feeding Yemen with it. They're spreading this stuff out like they're getting ready to do some type of massive global war. And I said, isn't it funny that we have a government that's the largest arms trafficker in the entire world by far. And yet we've got ATF up everybody's butt half the time trying to monitor what you're buying. Oh, you bought three pistols at one time. What do you need that for? Oh, you want to get a suppressor? You've got to take 10 months on your background check, and we've got to prove it so you can put a muffler on your gun so you don't blow your ears out when you shoot, you know, your short barrel 5.56. We've got to know what we're doing with that. Oh, we've got to go in and check these dealers' licenses and their FFLs and their forms, make sure everything's perfect on it. If anything's wrong, anything's misspelled, we're taking their license. But hey, you know, another $20 billion in weapons to Ukraine, don't worry about that.
I'm glad you mentioned this because along with the ATF, the IRS now is getting involved in closing down gun shops all across the United States, raiding them and shutting them down. I think 122 so far this year by the IRS. And we're not talking about, you know, an IRS agent with a pocket protector walking into a gun. No, we're talking about SWAT type teams going in and shutting down gun businesses for perhaps an error on a form of some kind. But this is what's happening. I'm telling you, we are. This is another way to capture and control the Americans and take away our Second Amendment rights.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, the rights that I talked about earlier, just because we got a Second Amendment right doesn't mean people are going to try to take it away. That's a concept that eludes a lot of people. Second Amendment is there to make sure you know you have a right to defend it, and you are required to defend it. And, you know, like the big one that made story was up in Montana with the gun store up in Montana with IRS and ATF, where they went in and seized all those 4473 forms because they said there was like five forms out of 10 years that something was like misspelled on it. One thing was put in the wrong spot, and they went in and basically stripped them of their FFL license. Well, the thing about this is FFL dealers are required to keep these 4473 forms, which have the serial number, your name, your address, everything on them, for like 25 years, I think. And then if the FFL license is surrendered or taken, those forms have to be sent to ATF. Well, the thing about this is a lot of people don't realize, even when you go do the NICS background check and they put your information in, they don't put the serial number of the firearm. They don't give the NICS system that background. Right. They don't give your serial number. The only thing that has your serial number and your name on it is that 4473 form. And so now suddenly you're having the ATF use this excuse where a zero tolerance policy because somebody misspelled a name or put a number in a wrong spot. We're seizing all your 4473 forms and shutting down your shop. Clearly, you can see what the agenda is, and it's designed to basically start collecting data and data logging all this stuff and put it into a massive system, again, to start running algorithms. Now you start looking at, oh, Joe Smo, he's bought 15 long arms over the last 10 years in Montana. He's going on a red list. Oh, this guy, he bought one firearm, small caliber, one time, only one we can find here. He's in the green list, low profile, low target. That's what I personally think they're doing. And it's going to take years to do this. But they've been doing it for so long now because they always do it super small incrementally, just like they did with COVID. They rolled this stuff in and they kept telling us, okay, we're 12 days, 14 days to slow the spread. Oh, one more month of wearing masks and it'll be done. And they went and did it in perpetuity. It kept going and going until finally there was so much resistance and so much hesitancy and so many people were getting sick from the shot. Everybody was realizing what was going on. They finally started to back off of it. But I mean, like Fauci, the fact that this guy did what he did for 2 years – and he's not in prison, he's not been indicted, he's not under investigation at all, shows you how complicit this entire thing was from the very beginning and how we really got to evaluate, like I said already, and I know I'm being redundant, we really have to evaluate how much you're going to comply. I know my stance on it. Everybody knows my stance on it. I know Doug's stance on it. But a lot of people really need to have a conversation with your family. And I know it's kind of weird. You know, sit down with your wife, sit down with the kids, be like, hey, listen, guys, there's something that's going to start happening called aggressive propaganda now from media. They're going to start telling you need to do things again that were bad 2 or 3 years ago. It's your right to say no. If somebody tells you you have to do something, that's stranger danger. Like the kids, don't engage them. Don't respond to them. Don't speak to them. The answer is no, I'm not going to wear a mask. And I really hope a lot of parents start really encouraging their kids to say no, especially in the public school system, because that was one that was crazy to me where, I mean, you had kids that they treated them literally like prisoners, man. Some of the videos I saw were disturbing. These 5 and 6 year old kids and making them stay 5 and 6 feet apart, arms linked. They had to sit by themselves at table every day for lunch while they wore a mask on and off and put these plexi dividers. It was sadistic what they did to these kids, man. And now we're looking like that guy just talked about. The IQ points dropped precipitously. Social skills went to the floor. Depression and suicide skyrocketed. All the problems that young kids already have, they literally grew exponential during this. So clearly, them catching a virus that had a 99.997% survival rate wasn't the biggest factor here that was a negative impact on them. It was what happened to them during that time that was the worst factor to them. So again, you really got to talk to your family and talk to your kids and explain to them what's going on. Because if you don't do it, who's going to do it? The mainstream media? The teachers? Got to be a leader, man. You got to talk. You got to be vocal.
I love it. Folks, we're talking with Austin Brower, healthmasters.com, HR5 at checkout for 5% off the non-saleable, the merchandise that's not on sale. I'll get this out. Okay, healthmasters.com. Go there right now after the show and order your nutritional supplements from Health Masters, best on the planet. I'm telling you, they've got some of the best. Well, I'll tell you this. The vitamin C, the B12, the ultimate multiple powders, if you prefer, whatever. Just, I'm telling you right now, the best on the market. That's healthmasters.com, all one word, healthmasters.com. HR5 is the coupon code. And if you're not doing this for yourself, please do that. And you know what? Birthdays. I've been doing this myself now of late. If I know someone, a family member has a birthday, I will order them nutritional supplements because I care about them. And why not get the best? The best you're looking at right there on screen, healthmasters.com. And also while you're perusing that site, listen to their shows. You'll become addicted to their shows because it's just one massive information download. It's required listening here. I listen to it, and actually, I use a lot for show prep. So, healthmasters.com. All right, Austin, we've got about 10 minutes left. Wherever you want to take us, my man. Wherever.
Well, yeah, and one thing I wanted to address too, because a lot of people ask me this. I get emails as far as, you know, what's one of the best things to start off with? And the ultimate multiple powder, it's on sales product of the week. Everybody voted for it. It won for sale. That's really a great place to start because that's kind of a family product. Yep. It's set up to take 4 scoops a day for one person. So it's a really big can of what it is. It lasts a while, but what it does is it allows you and your kids and your wife to be able to get a really, really high dose multiple on a daily basis. You can mix it in with a glass of water. You can throw it in with a smoothie. You can throw it in with a protein shake. It mixes really well. It tastes really good. It's fairly sweet. It's got stevia in it for reasons obvious because it's so high nutrient density, B vitamins. We didn't want it to be bitter. But that's something that I always give my kids all the time. You know, I'll give them a little juice cup, load it up. Hey, guys, this is breakfast. They drink it with it. And it's kind of that one and done, especially if kids don't want to swallow pills. We have the chewable, too. But the powder, as far as dollar for dollar, bang for your buck, that big can with powder for the ultimate multiple, it's a great deal. Now, the HR5 coupon won't work on that because it's already on sale. But the HR5 coupon will work on everything else that's not on sale right now. So I just want to kind of throw that out there right now for everybody that doesn't really know where to start. That's usually the best place, and it lasts for a while, and it's cost effective, and it really gives you a big energy bump, especially with a huge amount of B12 that's in it.
My wife likes the powder. She doesn't really like taking the capsules. I like that in peach mango juice myself. I'm telling you something, the B12 in that, I don't know what, I can't explain it, but boy, I'll tell you what, it gives me the energy I need to put in the long hours. And I appreciate that, the B12 and the C's, the quercetin as well. All of the products that you have are top notch. And I can tell the difference having taken other products versus yours. So I'm telling you right now, folks, get the best there is, healthmasters.com. And for those items not on sale, HR5 for 5% off. And even without the coupon code, it's a great deal. It really is. That powder, it'll take care of you for a while. So your family for a while.
No, so. Absolutely. I mean, that's really, you know, the stance that I've tried to encourage so many families around here locally, and I've talked to you about, is that, you know, again, like I talked about earlier, getting your family involved and communicating. I think communication has been a factor of a lot of problems now in this country with families over the last few years, especially because everybody seems to constantly want to text everybody, which isn't a big deal. It's super efficient. But just the conversations and the communication between families and kids and wives has degraded a lot now. Everybody's so busy. Everybody's so distracted. You got social media is constantly everywhere now. And so when you start realizing that, you know, when you're coming to another point again, where you know there's going to be quite a bit of conflict probably in this country over COVID or whatever else is going to happen, it's something you need to address with your family. Explain to them. Kids are really smart, especially if they learn more. Kids know a lot. They pick up on a lot. They know when something weird's going on. And so if you can explain it to them and you can give them the truth before they start getting propagandized, it really helps slow down that, I guess, that aspect of them getting indoctrinated because they said, oh, you know, mommy and daddy talked about this. Mommy and daddy showed me this. This is what it really is. The problem is nowadays, parents take the kids, throw them to school at 8 o'clock in the morning. Don't pick them up till 4. Don't even eat dinner together. The kids go play video games. Nobody speaks. And they, I think on average, they say the parents talk to their kids on average, like 30 minutes a day max. That's like average. I think that number's high. I mean, that's it. 30 minutes out of an entire 24-hour day. And then you got to think about what they're being exposed to at school as far as how long they're being exposed to school. It's a heck of a lot more than 30 minutes a day.
Yeah, really. No, family time is important, and especially now with all of the moral decay that we see out there, you know, when these drag queen shows become normal at libraries and various other venues. I mean, my goodness, spend some time with your kids and grandma and grandpa. Spend some time with your grandchildren as well. I don't spend half as much time as I should with my grandchildren. I'm going to change that, but that's so important to do because that relationship, that bond is critical if you want, well, if you want to save your family from all of the gunk out there. And Austin, you made some really great points there, I'll tell you. I think it's really extremely important. And homeschool your kids when you can. And
Yeah, I've talked to so many families now that are getting involved in that. We do a big homeschool co-op. There's like 90 kids at this one now that we're doing. And it's, you know, it's very, very Christian based. You know, get your kids in combative sports, get them in jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, karate, taekwondo, something to increase their confidence. You know, it's a shame for a child to turn into an adult and go through his entire life and never understand his full capability of what he can do with his body in the gym, outside of the gym in life. Nobody should be walking around scared. Nobody should be walking around afraid that somebody's going to pick on him. And when you give your child confidence and the ability to defend themselves, he also has the ability to defend others. That's part of what this country is built on, is being able to stand up for yourself, being able to speak freely, and also the time comes, help others that may not be able to help themselves. And again, that's why it's so important to choose wisely with your kids, what you involve them in. You know, if they want to get involved in certain sports, okay, cool. You know, let them try it out. But at the end of the day, try to do things at least on the side that can be practical for them, that can really help encourage them, increase their self-esteem, and be real world applicable for now and in the future, whatever the future may hold for them and then their families and their what they need to do later on in the future, Doug.
Amen, brother. Amen. All right, in the remaining few minutes we have, I'm going to turn it over to you. Again, folks, healthmasters.com for all of your nutritional supplement needs. Oh, and by the way, they have a wonderful distiller for water. I would recommend that as well as the mineral additives for the distilled water. So definitely do that. But yeah, I'm going to turn the remaining few minutes over to you. Finish up, brother. Whatever is on your heart, is on your mind, any words of wisdom for the listeners and viewers, go ahead.
Yeah, bud. I mean, I think if it is to be, it's up to us now. You know, the concept of being self-reliant, the concept of having to be responsible for your own actions needs to be something that's instilled. That's also something I think is a, you know, a lost idea, you know, being financially responsible, being able to grow and build a business, being able to do stuff on the side, you know, try to have different sources of income if you can, going in and making sure that you encourage and teach your children to do the same and also be responsible. The concept that we've gotten ourselves into now with this medical industrial complex has been very hurtful for the United States. Because essentially what people are told now is it doesn't matter what I do. It doesn't matter what I eat. It doesn't matter what I drink. It doesn't matter what I put in my body. I just go to the doctor and he gives me a pill and fixes it, or at least covers it up and makes me think he fixed it. That's a concept that really is instilled in a lot of people. And I talked to somebody the other day and they were asking me about childhood vaccines because they were actually going to have their first baby. And I said, well, you do understand, like, if you don't want to get vaccines for your kids, you can do your own research and say no. They said, well, is it? And then we're supposed to do, you know, we're supposed to get vaccines. I said, well, yeah, if you want to keep your child in the medical industrial complex. I said, sure. That's if you want You're constantly sick, constant ear infections, constant doctor. Yes, that's what they want you to do. I said, but the concept of saying no, the concept of saying, you know what? I think I'm the parent. This is my child. This is half me. I'm responsible for them. I'm going to keep them healthy. I'm going to educate myself. There is no excuse not to be educated on topics that you want to know about now. Not in this day and age, not with the internet, not with the information that's out there. At the click of a finger, you can utilize resources vast beyond whatever we thought of 10, 20 years ago, Doug. And I encourage people to do that.
Right on, my man. I'll tell you what a great hour with you. I really appreciate all that you do, you and your father and your company. I appreciate the products, and but I'll tell you what, your radio show, going great guns. Listen to Monday through Friday as well as on Sunday. Austin Brower, healthmasters.com, HR5, until probably Monday or so. So take advantage of that this weekend. Austin, thank you. I appreciate you.
Have a great weekend, my friend.
All right, you too. That'll do it, folks. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your belief and trust in this platform.